Epilogue. Step 1. Model for change. Getting the results that you want. 1. Change is required. 2. Change has not happened. 3. This will facilitate change. 4. Change will happen. Change is ongoing and constant. It happens with or without our involvement. Change produces wanted and unwanted results. Functional adaptation involves using tactics that increase the chance of us getting the results of change that we want. We become skillful through repetition of these tactics. Step 2, direction. Survive first and then thrive. The burning building. If I wake up in a burning building, does it matter how I got there? Although how I got there is relevant, but it is only relevant if it will show me the way out. Otherwise, the most important decision, if I want to survive, is where do I go from here? All the unwanted results of change that have impacted us at the burning building. How we feel about this unwanted results of change is like wondering how we got in the burning building. Although how we feel is relevant to survive, what is more important is getting out of the building where we are going. Energy and resources are limited, so efficiency is important. Feelings are relevant but only important in getting the results of change that we want if they initiate appropriate action. Appropriate actions are always important in getting the results of change that we want. Step 3. My concepts. 1. Visualize. Align your imagination, thoughts, words, and actions, deeds, in the direction of the results of change that you want. 2. Hope. A belief in the possibility of getting the results of change that you want. 3. Fear. Fear is a spectrum of emotions, and when processed properly, it could be useful in getting you the results of change that you want. 4. Feelings and actions. The relationship between feelings and actions is the one created by you. Appropriate action is the process of doing something tangible to provide the results of change that you want. 5. Process and outcome. The process is the journey, and the outcome is the destination. This concept explains a process-focused approach. 6. Validation. This is the process of giving official approval to yourself, internal, or receiving from others, external. Step 4. My tactics. 1. The rules of functional adaptation. Rule 1. Identify the system. Task. Be self-aware. Rule 2. Know the rules of the system. Whether or not you agree. Task. Resolve information deficit. Rule 3. Know your choices under the rules, whether or not you agree. Task. Make a detailed list of your choices. Rule 4. Choose and move on. Task. Do not procrastinate. 2. The can-do. An approach that ensures your imagination, thoughts, words, and action, deeds, are in the direction of the result of change that you want through constant awareness of the ratio of can-do and can't-do. 3. The best friend. This is an approach that emphasizes the need to be in touch with our feelings, no matter how difficult, to acknowledge these feelings and own them completely with only one course of action available. Be your best friend. 4. The mind enclosure. This approach views the mind as a group of individuals residing in a house, each with different characteristics. It describes the manner in which they interact and how harmony is maintained.